This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Tom Borelli. He's a senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, and he's also the director of the center's Free Enterprise Project. The National Center for Public Policy Research has been a critical partner with the Tea Party movement. We want to get Dr. Borelli's thoughts now on where the movement goes following today's midterm elections, including a potential movement looking at different CEOs who they believe are problematic. And Dr. Borelli, thanks so much for being with us.
No, thanks for having me, Greg.
Obviously, this Tea Party movement sprang up in early 2009. Everyone knows about the Rick Santelli rant on CNBC that led to the first real Tea Parties on Tax Day 2009. And obviously, we've seen this movement grow from the town halls during the healthcare debate to greatly influencing the primaries, particularly on the Republican side, leading up to today's midterm elections. But once the votes are counted and once we know what the new Congress looks like, win, lose, or draw in today's vote, what's the focal point for the movement over the next couple of years?
Well, I think the movement itself is just the start, and it's going to be an ongoing effort. I think the real work starts on November 3rd and holding the elected officials accountable, the ones that got into office, the Tea Party people, going to hold them accountable to the principles of the Tea Party, which are limited government and free enterprise and constitutional government. And I think that's where the movement origins began, and that's where I think they'll keep focus.
Where specifically will you expect action now? What are the most critical issues you expect these new lawmakers affiliated with the Tea Party movement to show some really strong leadership on?
Well, I think one thing, they have to start really hacking away and cutting down on the budget, because as we know, the government's broken, spending way too much money. And I think another really big area that Tea Party members have been very active is in the whole area of energy. Stopping cap and trade was a huge agenda item for the Tea Party, and I think they will move along those lines. And I think we need a much better energy policy here of using all of our natural resources that we have here in the United States.
What do you expect them to be able to accomplish, given the fact that the president obviously will still be in office for another 2 years, and it's certainly possible, if not likely, that the Senate will remain in Democratic hands?
Well, I think, we got into this big government mess that we're in now by not paying attention for basically decades. So it's going to take some time for we the people to get out of this, mess that we're in. But I think it's going to be, day-to-day, fundamentally blocking and tackling. And, the other issue that I think really is important is to focus in on the special interest groups, especially the corporations who have really been looting the Treasury for their own immediate, myopic, short-term interest. And I've spoken at a number of Tea Party events over the last couple of years, and Tea Party members are very, very sensitive to the way the companies like General Electric have been using their muscle to drive their parochial corporate agenda. But a lot of that relies on taxpayer money, and that's not free enterprise.
What are some of the other corporations out there in addition to GE?
Well, GE is obviously a big one, but also you have to keep in mind that the Obamacare was passed only because the drug companies advertised and lobbied for it. In fact, President Obama himself starred in a commercial for Obamacare that was funded by both the pharmaceutical industry as well as the labor unions. So it's time that we hold the CEOs accountable for their public policy positions, because they have a huge impact on the direction of our country. And what we really need to do is get companies back, lobbying for free enterprise. Just think what could have happened if these companies would have lobbied for tax breaks instead of for Obama's $787 billion failed stimulus. We might actually have an economy that's growing rapidly. So we need to get companies back on the free market conservative line and keep them away from the progressives.
How do you do that? Do you do it legislatively, just public pressure from the Tea Party movement itself? How do you expect it to work?
Oh, we basically have to copy what the left's been doing for the last 20 years. It's basically public pressure. We need to educate the public on the importance of where corporations are lobbying for and what they're lobbying on, and then educate them, and then motivate. Every day citizens have the opportunity to vote with their pocketbook or their wallets. And we need to remind companies that if they're going to lobby for Obama's progressive agenda, they might face some, public backlash from we the people.
We're talking with Dr. Tom Borelli of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And Dr. Borelli, obviously, will know later today and certainly in some states a little bit later in the week who exactly has emerged as winners in some of these key races, and certainly from the Tea Party movement. And while I'm sure you're excited about a number of different candidates, are there any two or three House or Senate candidates that you believe will just be emblematic of what Washington needs if, in fact, they're able to win?
No, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully the people who are elected, they'll be promoting free enterprise and limited government. And that's all we can hope for. And remember, this is only round one. We got 2 years out. We have to worry about the president, another big election. So, you know, this is whole a process, and we have a great start, you know, basically driven by the Tea Party.
It will be very interesting to see exactly where the Tea Party goes from here. We'll certainly be watching. Tom, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me again.
Dr. Thomas Borelli is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, and he is director of the center's Free Enterprise Project. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.